Deaths and injuries have been left in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, after a car bomb went off there on Friday. The explosion targeted a convoy of African Union troops. It was the latest in a series of bombings that have targeted the city over the past few months, with civilians being the main victims. Security officials blame Al-Shabaab local fighters for the attacks, including Friday's blast. They accuse the Al-Shabaab fighters of carrying out the bombings because they have lost their major strongholds to government forces.
This is a terrorist attack. Several people lost their lives here. To the Al-Shabaab, I tell them to stop killing innocent Somalis. You won't gain anything by killing your fellow countrymen.
The Al-Shabaab members rammed the explosive-laden car to an AMISOM truck. None of the AMISOM soldiers were injured or killed, but it's only innocent Somalis who lost their lives.
The deadly car bomb blast flattened makeshift shops on the airport road. It took place near a UN compound that had come under deadly attack in June.
Lately, the capital has come under attacks from the local fighter group Al-Shabaab. This particular assault targeted a convoy of African Union peacekeeping troops passing along the airport road. Now, the government terms this as a terrorist attack, but it clearly depicts how fragile the security situation is here in Mogadishu.
Many believe that security remains the biggest challenge for President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud. Nevertheless, the United Nations says that it remains firmly behind Somalia.
We will not be deterred by this attack. We will participate at this historic moment in Somalia's history in rebuilding a better future for the Somali people in partnership with the government and the people of Somalia.
Mogadishu has experienced a period of relative calm since AU troops and the Somali army pushed back the Al-Shabaab fighters. That's why many believe that the group has shifted to other tactics to prove their presence. Abdulaziz Bilal, Press TV, Mogadishu.